Welcome to this food manufacture podcast with me, Mike Stones. Now, 20% growth in food and drink exports by 2020, a shared vision from the Food and Drink Federation and government. But how realistic is that vision? To answer that question, I'm joined by Terry Jones, FDF Director of Communications. Terry, a realistic ambition for the new year and the 8 years beyond?
Well, absolutely, Mike. What we did was we worked with Grant Thornton to produce a report that really looked at the growth potential of the food and drink industry and what we could do to unlock that. And what we found was that the drivers that we face, increased population, demand from emerging economies, the real opportunity from exports, but as well all the great competitive advantages and our real strengths in the market mean that this is achievable. And of all the responses that we got from the 77 CEOs that responded to this survey, actually 20% was in the midpoint of the numbers that they were talking about. So this is an industry which is well up for this challenge.
The industry may be up for the challenge, but is Europe up for the challenge, particularly with Prime Minister Cameron exercising a veto recently?
Well, I think it's really far too soon to say what the impacts could be, that when we're really unclear on the detail of last Friday, what was in, what was out, and certainly in terms of what it means for food manufacturers. But what I can say with some certainty is that the European market remains incredibly important to us. It is our biggest export market. We've still got good growth in European markets. And while, of course, we're looking to new markets in the Middle East and beyond, our biggest trading partner is on the continent.
So we know the size of the prize, but what factors are going to drive growth to achieve that prize?
Well, what we identified was that the big increases in population that we'll see, a 15% rise in the UK population to 72 billion in 2030, big rises in global population and changing dietary habits will all have an impact. But also there is this great opportunity that we have in export, that what we found is that our competitors have got aggressive, sometimes state-backed plans to really go after exports. And it's very clear to us that if we're going to grow, particularly in the SME sector, then we really need to unlock that export potential. We've got a very clear indication tonight from the Secretary of State that she'll be backing us as we work with UKTI. And indeed, I've recently heard Lord Green, who's the export minister, speak highly of food and drink. And I think we're set fair to unlock that potential.
Now, what's on your wish list from government to help achieve this ambition?
Well, of course, it's not so much a wish list as a shared vision. I mean, what we identified from the Grant Thornton work that underpins the vision were a number of things that businesses need stability. They want to drive out volatile and often uncertain commodity pricing. They're looking for fiscal certainty around taxation and other measures. They're looking for help with exports, and they're looking for help with talent and skills.
Terry Jones from the FDF, thank you very much. This is Mike Stones for Food Manufacture.